Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you'll be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are a beloved and powerful child of God. This is the last of our three-part series on the Violet Flame. Together, we're going to continue our discussion about the important tools that are being given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. These tools are being given to us to help us cope with the challenges that we're going through. This is information that we are receiving from the realms of truth, and it is designed to assist all of us as we move through this wondrous, a challenging point in our evolutionary process. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about the unfolding divine plan and how we can assist in bringing it to fruition in perfect divine order. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that we witness unfolding day by day. With a new level of understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever to manifest in the history of time. During this hour, we will work together in what we know as the eternal moment of now. That means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to our radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, your true God self, and also by the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Ask your I Am presence to unite you with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically. As this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart, this divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations and the pain and suffering on earth into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness, and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day, to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth that we are co-creating together. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. I'd like to share with you a little bit of the information that I gave last week so that we can remember where we are in this sharing. I want to reiterate to you some words about how the violet flame really works. The violet flame is available to every man, woman, and child on earth. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift from our Father, Mother, God is invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. The violet flame is actually the perfect balance of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God, which reverberates with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, and protection, and pure divine authority. And the crystalline pink ray of our Mother God, which reverberates with the frequencies of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we can receive. This amazing tool, which reflects the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, will not interfere with our free will. But once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When our I Am presence invokes the violet flame, which gives it permission to enter our lives, the violet flame flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra. Then it descends into our heart flame. When the violet flame enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. We have individual voice patterns, individual DNA, individual respiratory patterns, individual fingerprints, and we also have an individual electronic light pattern that pulsates within the divinity of our heart. When the violet flame enters the heart flame, it is stamped with that individual electronic pattern. After that is accomplished, the violet flame awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. For example, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that we developed over many lifetimes through our belief and our acceptance of lack and limitation, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. This can be done through a simple invocation, such as, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, or action that I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, that reflects anything less than prosperity consciousness. With that invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our individual electronic pattern, and it travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the atmosphere. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is vibrating with the frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our electronic pattern. No matter how dense the frequency of poverty is that cloaks the energy that we misqualified during our many lifetimes, there is still a core of purity in every electron that contains its original divine potential. That means that within every electron manifesting as poverty consciousness, there is still pulsating within its core the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron manifesting as hatred, there is still the divine potential of God's love. Within every electron of war, there is still the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of disease, there is still the divine potential of vibrant health. Once the violet flame engulfs the misqualified energy that is stamped with our electronic pattern, it penetrates into the core of purity in each of those electrons, and it activates the divine potential that is encoded there. As the divine potential of God's infinite abundance is activated within every electron of poverty consciousness, the atomic and subatomic particles and waves within the electrons begin to spin more rapidly on their axis. The centrifugal force of this acceleration casts the dark frequencies of poverty, lack, and limitation into the violet flame. The violet flame instantly consumes the frequency of poverty and transmutes every electron back into its original potential. When the transmuting process is complete, we must then ask our I Am Presence to fill the void where the old frequencies of poverty consciousness existed with frequencies that that are positive instead of those conflicting negative energies. For instance, whenever we are transmuting poverty or poverty consciousness, we ask our God Self, our I Am Presence, to fill the void where the frequencies of poverty existed with the golden light of God's infinite abundance. Whenever we are transmuting hatred, we ask our God Self to fill the void where the frequencies of hatred were transmuted with the frequencies of God's infinite love. Whenever we are transmuting disease, we ask our I Am Presence to fill the void where the frequencies of disease existed with the vibrant health of God's infinite physical perfection. And whenever we are transmuting the frequencies of war, when we complete that transmuting process, we ask our I Am Presence to fill those voids where the frequencies and vibrations of war existed with the divine potential of eternal peace. It is important for us to take a minute to grasp the magnitude of what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God means in our lives. With the consistent use of the violet flame, we can actually transmute our negative thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before the law of the circle returns these negative experiences to us, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace that is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything that we want to heal or transform in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is consistently invoke the violet flame into action through our I Am presence. When invoking the violet flame, we can work on specific issues in our lives, or we can tackle particular global problems, or we can create an invocation that covers the gamut of our problems manifesting on Earth. In that case, we can use an invocation like a mantra and invoke this light of the violet flame any time and any place. For example, that simple invocation might be, I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute every thought, feeling, word, or action humanity has ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of God. By memorizing a simple affirmation like this, we can say it frequently throughout the day. Then we will be a constant force of the violet flame wherever we are and whatever we are doing. We can ask our I Am presence to allow the violet flame to increase through us daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take, until we are a powerful, open portal of light for this incredible gift from our Father, Mother, God. Now, occasionally, when people invoke the violet flame without seeing the results in the outer world that they would like to see, they feel that this gift from our Father, Mother, God is not working. But that is never the case. The violet flame is a gift of divine light that works scientifically to the letter each and every time it is invoked by the I Am presence. But there is a factor that can determine how quickly results will manifest in the world of form when we use the violet flame. That is what we call reaching a critical mass, or in more common terms, it's known now as reaching a tipping point. It is important for us to understand how reaching a critical mass, or the tipping point, affects our efforts to transform our lives. A very common scenario is that when we awaken and we become aware of the power of our creative faculties of thought and feeling and the powerful gifts of the violet flame, this awareness prompts us to work at controlling our thoughts and feelings and improving them. And it inspires us to utilize the violet flame to transmute our negative thoughts and feelings from the past. Then we often put forth the effort to think positively and to control our emotions. And we focus our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives by creating a vision of what we want to co-create with our Father, Mother, God. Then we invoke the violet flame to transmute our misqualified thoughts and feelings from the past. And we empower our efforts with daily visualizations and affirmations. Sometimes, after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience some of our old problems. This causes us to become discouraged and to lose trust in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we often feel like our efforts are futile, and we usually give up on trying to improve our situation. When we stop invoking the violet flame and letting go of our visions, this causes us to regress back into our old negative behavior patterns. We start dwelling on our fears, our problems, and our challenges, instead of using our thoughts and feelings to empower our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. As this relapse takes hold of us, things get worse, and our situations appear even more hopeless. The natural law involving critical mass is responsible for this particular phenomenon. If we understand how a critical mass works, we will muster up the courage and the perseverance, even in the face of apparent failure, to keep on keeping on until our goals are tangibly manifest in the physical plane. So to understand critical mass, we must realize that everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. When we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches a critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron of energy is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron is pulled up into the higher frequency, and nothing can stop that shift. Critical mass, for our ease in understanding this, we'll say that critical mass is 51% of energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. Actually, critical mass is very complex, and it depends on the situation and the frequency and the substance that we're dealing with as to just when we'll reach a critical mass. But the beings of light in the realms of truth said that if we will simplify it by thinking to ourselves that critical mass is 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we are talking about, it'll be easier for us to grasp this concept. And 51% of an electron is vibrating at the higher frequency. The remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration. So how does this facet of quantum physics affect the violet flame and our ability to transform our lives? When we use the violet flame, the same laws of quantum physics apply. If we want to transmute poverty consciousness, for instance, we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of poverty consciousness we have ever expressed be transmuted back into its divine potential, which is the limitless abundance of God. The moment 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness from all time frames and dimensions is resonating with the frequency of God's infinite abundance instead of poverty, lack, and limitation, we will have reached a critical mass of prosperity consciousness. When that occurs, nothing can stop abundance from manifesting in our lives. The problem is, of course, that we never know just when we are going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs, and it may even look as if we are very far away from that instant of transformation. That is when we usually feel that our efforts are failing, and we tend to give up. Sometimes we may be just a breath away from reaching critical mass, but we don't realize that, so we get discouraged, and we stop trying. Then we end up never reaching our goal. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the violet flame is infinitely more powerful than any of the fragmented human miscreations we may have inadvertently created in the past. Poverty, for instance, has no power over the infinite abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any other of our humanly created maladies that are appearing on the screen of life. As long as we choose to consistently use the violet flame and consecrate our thoughts and feelings to empower only the positive experiences we want to create in our lives, and not the negative experiences that we don't want, we will manifest our visions and dreams and transform our lives into what we want them to be faster than we can possibly imagine. Through the power of the violet flame, in this particular lifetime, we have the ability to transmute literally hundreds of lifetimes worth of our negative thoughts and feelings. This information is being reiterated by the beings of light in the realms of truth during this critical moment on Earth to help us remember that if we don't like what is happening in our lives or in the world, we have the option and the ability to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. It is time for us to accept responsibility for turning our lives around and restoring this planet to her divine potential. Excuse me. It is time for us to invoke assistance from the company of heaven and from our I Am presence and the violet flame to help us transmute our past miscreations. It is time for us to focus on co-creating our highest divine potential. When we do these things, our efforts will be empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence, and our success is assured. We don't have to believe in the various universal laws in order to exist on Earth. But since we are all subject to them, it is just common sense for us to at least try and accept them, experiment with them, and prove it to ourselves. We don't have to believe that every single thought, word, action, and feeling we have will go out from us and affect the world and then return to us to affect our lives personally through the law of the circle. But this happens scientifically to the letter in spite of any disbelief that we may have. This is the fulfillment of the law of attraction. It doesn't matter whether we believe in reincarnation or whether we understand that we have accumulation of experiences from other time frames and dimensions that are influencing our present lives. This is happening anyway. If we stop resisting this truth and just accept it as a possibility, it will certainly be to our advantage. We will experience a positive shift in our lives, even if we just say to ourselves, maybe it is true. Maybe I can turn things around in my life by accepting the law of the circle and working with this principle instead of fighting against it. When we are willing to take this first step and genuinely put forth the effort to transmute the past with a violet flame and then to correct our behavior by changing the way we think and feel, the floodgates of heaven will open to assist us in accomplishing our goal. I'd like to now share with you some other information that will help us in utilizing this wonderful gift of the violet flame. And that is talking about the higher frequencies of light that are now flowing through us. With the influx of light that poured into Earth from the heart of our Father Mother God during harmonic convergence in 1987, our sevenfold third-dimensional planetary spine with our seven major chakras merged and became one with the higher frequency of our 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spine. This is a spine that reverberates within a higher aspect of our being known as our solar Christ presence. These 12 corresponding solar chakras bring forth into the physical plane the 12 solar aspects of deity. After myriad activities of light and several years of assimilating these higher frequencies through our fourth dimensional solar spine, humanity was ready for the next phase of our ascension process. In August of 2003, our 12-fold fourth-dimensional solar spine of our solar Christ presence, merged and became one with the 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine of our I Am presence and its 12 corresponding solar chakras that vibrate with the frequency of the fifth dimension. With the God-victorious success of this facet of our ascension process, our I Am presence had direct access to our earthly bodies for the very first time. Now, our fifth-dimensional I Am presence can contact and work with us directly. In the past, prior to harmonic convergence, our fifth-dimensional I Am presence and its 12-fold solar spine projected the light from the heart of our Father Mother God into the step-down frequency of our fourth-dimensional solar Christ presence with its 12 fourth-dimensional solar spine. Then our solar Christ presence stepped down that light even further into our third-dimensional solar spine, our third-dimensional planetary spine, and our planetary Christ presence. In our planetary spine, we have 7 chakras. All 3 of these aspects of our divinity are now available to us at any time. Our planetary Christ presence, our fourth-dimensional solar Christ presence, and now our I Am presence. Our planetary Christ presence and our solar Christ presence will automatically respond to our invocation in perfect synchronicity whenever we invoke our I Am presence. With our shift of vibration into the frequencies of the fifth-dimensional solar spine, our I Am presence is no longer vibrating at a frequency beyond our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The solar spine and chakras of our I Am presence have raised the vibration of our earthly bodies at a cellular level. And our I Am presence, this aspect of our divinity, is now beginning to integrate into these bodies. The result of this process is that our 4 earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, are in the process of being transformed into the infinite physical perfection of our solar light bodies. The 12 solar chakras and the corresponding meridians in the fifth-dimensional solar spine of our I Am presence are unique, and they radiate light in ways that we have not experienced in the past. Each fifth-dimensional solar chakra blazes in every direction like a powerful, radiant sun of God's infinite light. And all 12 of the solar aspects of deity pulsate simultaneously through all of the chakras all of the time. Each solar aspect of deity reverberates with specific divine qualities and colors and cosmic tones. I'd like to share with those with you now for just a moment, so that we can begin experiencing this light. Just for a moment, go within and feel this magnificent shaft of light passing down your spinal column. There are 12 magnificent solar chakras that blaze through this solar spine, beginning with the crown chakra at the top of your head and ending with the root chakra at the base of your spine. And the other chakras, the other 10 chakras, are aligned within this force field of light. All 12 of these solar aspects of deity blaze through all 12 chakras simultaneously. There is the first solar aspect, which is blue, and the predominant qualities of this aspect of deity are divine will and power. The second solar aspect is yellow, and the predominant qualities are divine wisdom and illumination. The third solar aspect is pink, and the divine qualities are love and reverence for life. The fourth solar aspect is white, and the qualities are ascension and resurrection. The fifth solar aspect is green, and the qualities are truth and healing. The sixth solar aspect is ruby, and the qualities are divine grace and devotion. The seventh solar aspect is violet, and the predominant qualities are transmutation and forgiveness. The eighth solar aspect is aqua, and the qualities are perception and clarity. The ninth solar aspect is magenta, and the qualities are harmony and balance. The tenth solar aspect is gold, and the qualities are abundance and eternal peace. The 11th solar aspect is peach, and the qualities are purpose and joy. And the 12th solar aspect is opal, and the qualities are transfiguration and transformation. The 12 solar aspects of deity are projected forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God as one unified shaft of light. This shaft of light, pouring forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, that flows through our silver cord into our crown chakra and down through our spinal column, is known as the circle of the sacred 12. As it comes from the heart of God, it descends through the various dimensions into the atmosphere of Earth. As it enters our silver cord and our crown chakra, it begins to expand through the 12 solar chakras. As the circle of the sacred 12 expands into our solar spine, every fifth dimensional solar chakra is transfigured into a scintillating sun, blazing with all of the brilliant colors, tones, and qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Even though all of the solar aspects of deity pulsate through all of our solar chakras simultaneously, we do have the ability to invoke them one at a time if we want to amplify one of the aspects of deity for a particular reason or in a particular situation. All we have to do is ask our I Am presence to increase that particular aspect of deity through our chakras. For instance, if we want to increase healing, we ask our I Am presence to amplify the fifth solar aspect of healing through our chakras. This emerald green healing light then instantly begins to expand through all 12 of our solar chakras simultaneously, transforming each one into a resplendent emerald green sun of healing. For instance, if we want to increase healing, we ask our I Am presence to amplify the fifth solar aspect of healing. The emerald green healing light instantly expands through all 12 solar chakras simultaneously, transforming each one into a resplendent emerald green sun of healing. If we want to increase love, we ask our I Am presence to amplify the third solar aspect of divine love, and the crystalline pink light begins to blaze through all of our chakras until each one becomes a resplendent pink sun of divine love. Our I Am presence always monitors the situation, and when the appropriate amount of healing or love has been projected, the circle of the sacred 12 returns to perfect balance in each chakra. We can amplify one or more aspects of deity through our fifth dimensional solar chakras and our solar spine anytime we want to, and we can do it as often as we like, according to the need of the hour and our service to the light. Now that our Mother God has returned, and the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every evolving soul is being brought into balance, the gift of the violet flame from our Father and Mother God is reaching a new level of its divine potential. We have always associated the violet flame with the seventh solar aspect of deity. that Saint Germain and the beings of light associated with the violet flame are revealing to us now that it is much more than that. Certainly the violet flame contains all of the divine qualities of the seventh solar aspect of deity. But the violet flame also empowers the perfect balance of our Father Mother God in every one of the solar aspects of deity. This revelation confirms that there is actually a violet flame associated with each of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Now that we are directly connected with our I Am presence through our fifth dimensional solar spine, we are beginning to see with new eyes and to hear with new ears. Through our more rarefied senses, we can see previously concealed fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame that were vibrating beyond our physical sight. This higher level of perception is being revealed now so that we can begin tuning in on our higher abilities. Every one of the 12 solar aspects of deity is actually pulsating with a fifth dimensional frequency and aura of the violet flame. This knowledge is being given to us now so that we will understand the monumental assistance that is being given to us by this sacred fire from the heart of our Father Mother God. The violet flame is a gift, and we are being asked to be the open door for an unprecedented fifth dimensional activity of this violet flame during this auspicious moment on planet Earth. Saint Germain is asking each of us to contemplate the divine qualities within each of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Then he asks that we observe the human miscreations manifesting in the outer world that conflict with those divine qualities. By fulfilling this simple exercise, we will see that every single thing that is causing humanity pain and suffering of any kind, or anything that is conflicting with the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth, is a distorted mutation of one of those divine qualities. The fifth dimensional violet flame enveloping every solar aspect of deity is specifically designed to activate the immaculate concept of the divine potential encoded in the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy associated with that aspect of deity. This frequency of the violet flame is also empowered to transmute into light every human miscreation that conflicts with that divine blueprint. The delay in this process has been that this facet of violet flame could not be implemented on the planet until humanity was in a position to withstand this incredibly powerful force of the violet fire. Now that humanity has ascended into the frequencies of our fifth dimensional solar spine, our I Am presence is integrating at a cellular level into our earthly bodies, and we are finally capable of withstanding this powerful influx of the violet flame. Now that the portal of the violet flame of the Immaculate Concept has been successfully opened to full breadth, and the full divine potential of the violet fire is flowing into the earth, these new frequencies can be easily implemented through our fifth dimensional solar heart chakra and our fifth dimensional solar spine. Implementing these new fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame in the physical plane of Earth is the unprecedented activity of light that Saint Germain and the legions of the violet fire have volunteered to do in order to be the open door during this critical time. In order for this wondrous facet of the divine plan to be God victoriously accomplished, however, they must have our help. In alignment with the universal law, The call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for this gift from our Father, Mother, God to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, it must first be drawn through the divinity in the heart flame of someone abiding in the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to being the open door for this incredibly powerful frequency of the violet flame, unless this sacred fire passes through the heart flame of embodied light workers, we will not have access to its transmuting power. What that means is that once again, we are being called to a higher service. We are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven, if we are willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the heart, head, and hands of God in the physical plane of Earth. This is not a monumental task. It is simply a matter of invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame and decreeing them into action through our I Am presence and our heart flame. We have the ability to do this very easily. We can do this through decrees, invocations, meditations, visualizations, prayers, and our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Or we can join together with light workers, such as we are doing on this radio program, and empower our efforts by working together in groups. Today I'd like for you to join energy with me as we together draw forth this magnificent gift of the violet flame. And through some very powerful decrees and invocations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven, we will be the open door. We will allow this gift of the violet flame to flow through our fifth dimensional solar heart chakra and our fifth dimensional solar spine. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going into the divinity of your heart. Follow me through the power of this visualization and these invocations with your I Am presence. Let go of all of the outer world focus, anything that might be distracting you, and feel yourself aligned with your magnificent solar spine and your solar heart chakra, the divinity and the flame within this chakra. In the name of Almighty Presence of God, I Am. And through the beloved presence of God, I Am, blazing within my heart and within the hearts of all humanity. Collectively, as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy and vibration, we invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame and the 12 solar aspects of deity. Together through our individualized I Am presence, blessed ones, as I invoke this divine light for myself, I simultaneously invoke it for my loved ones and all humanity. Blaze, 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 the full momentum of this sacred violet fire in through and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory into God's infinite perfection. I am now blazing the various fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame associated with the 12 solar aspects of deity through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved I Am, look into my life and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing I may have wronged at any time in any way for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy I have released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary to balance every debt which I have had, which still remains unpaid. I accept that this is being done now, even as I call. I am, I am, I am. I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God, and so it is. Now, we join hearts, heads, and hands as we become the instruments of God in the world of form through this violet flame mantra. Transmute, transmute by violet fire all of the causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Beloved ones, breathe in deeply and return your consciousness to the room as you become aware of your physical body. On our website, we have a wonderful book that has been given to us by the spiritual hierarchy that's called The Violet Flame. It contains all of the information from Saint Germain about this activity of light, so that even if you're hearing about the violet flame for the first time, or if you're an adept that has been using it for eons of time, you will benefit from the knowledge and the wisdom that is being given about these new frequencies that we are receiving. We also have a violet flame cassette that is a two-set cassette, two CDs on the cassette, that will allow you to join energies with thousands of people all over the world who are using this CD and bringing these energies into the physical plane. It's a very powerful and easy way for us to do group light work as we join together in one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness. Our website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. On our website, you may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we are receiving more assistance than ever before, and it's time for us now to go within and to fulfill our purpose and reason for being. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. I want to thank you for tuning in with us today. And I ask that you listen to your heart, follow the directions from your I Am presence, utilize the gift of the power of the violet flame. I am grateful for your selfless service to light, and I'm pleased that you have joined with us. Please tune in with us again next week for another global activity of light that will add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.